There was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal this week called The Champions of the 401k Lament the Revolution They Started by Timothy Martin. The crux of this article hinges on 401ks serving as a replacement for pension funds. Looking at the history of pensions and 401ks, 401ks were a revolutionary idea, and from the article, it's implying that the intention wasn't for 401ks to replace pension plans, or rather, that's how it was sold to employees, but more so to serve as a supplement for those plans. And as a planner, that sounds ideal. There's little doubt in the value of pension plans. It's like Social Security with real competitive returns. The assumption was that people would see what a great opportunity 401ks were and start saving, which unfortunately hasn't happened and is creating this massive gap in society and people's retirement plans. For younger generations, it's been assumed that the primary way of saving for retirement is through a 401k. It's become very unusual to see younger clients with pension options, and when I have seen it, the pension looks nothing like what some of the other clients have. So, what are the reasons why 401ks haven't worked as a replacement for pension plans? On paper, 401ks make a lot of sense. And that being said, those with pensions and a 401k tend to be a better off position than those with just the 401k plan. Another factor briefly mentioned in the article is exposure to the market, and when big stock market drops happen like they did in 2008, people panic and pull their money out of the stock market. I always say that wealth is not made in the up markets like we're having right now. Wealth is made in the down markets. It's such a backwards concept, but if people and clients can really understand it, it'll create a tremendous amount of wealth for them. The absolute worst thing an investor can do is pull their money out of the stock market when the stock market goes down. The opposite is true. The very best thing an investor can do is put money into the stock market when the stock market's down. And this is one of the reasons why I'm such a believer in having a financial plan. The average investor, or even the majority of investors, don't have that framework. They see their account values going down, and the only response that they have is to stop the bleeding. With a pension plan, the plan administrators can plan for the market movement, and it takes the decision out of the hands of each individual person, which helps when you look at the success of pension plans versus the success of individual retirement plans. It's also important to note that pensions aren't without their problems. In Dallas, the police and fire pension system is undergoing tremendous pressure, making the news every day on its unsustainability and even whispers that one option is for the city of Dallas to declare bankruptcy. All options point to members of the police and fire pension getting less than they were promised. All of this begs the question of why don't people save in their 401ks? And the irony is that people are terrified of running out of money. They just don't know what to do about it. There's this paralyzing fear, and for the majority of Americans, they just avoid it. And there's quite a few reasons for this, and I believe a lot of this goes into the psychological human behavior that factors into personal finance. For example, delayed gratification. Planning for retirement is a perfect example of foregoing something today for a better future later. People in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and sometimes even later can't envision retirement, so there's this inherent disconnect there. There also have been interesting studies on this topic with children, and only a certain percentage are hardwired, if you will, to forego a treat now for the promise of something better later. What's really interesting is that same percentage of children who wait corresponds to the percentage of people who actually save for retirement. There have also been studies done that show for every 10 additional 401k investment options, there's a 1.5% to 2% drop in participation, which played out can be significant, especially looking at the problem as a whole. And I think this is for a couple of reasons. People want to get it right because it is such a big deal with significant consequences. When there's so many options and decisions to make, it becomes overwhelming fast. Some have contributed the statistic to decision fatigue, which is where your ability to make good decisions deteriorates the more decisions that you have to make. So for many people, instead of making a bad decision, they make no decision at all. Logic would say that these psychological elements shouldn't be a factor, but to ignore human behavior as part of the bigger problem with 401ks would seem to miss the point for me. Even in the article, they talk about forcing people to contribute a minimum to their 401ks. The problem, as I mentioned, is that that might not be enough to prevent other harmful behavior that really factors into this significantly. There have been some attempts to solve the problem through government programs like the MyRA, which was started last year for Americans who don't have access to employer-sponsored retirement plans. Only 20,000 people signed up in 2016, and while there are guaranteed no fees, and interestingly, that you'll never lose money in your account because it's tied to treasuries, there's some inherent risk in that as well as having your money grow enough to actually have a sustainable retirement. To answer the question of how do you solve this retirement crisis or gap, it comes down to each family being intentional with their money, creating a plan and working the plan. I know saving money is not easy, but it's so incredibly important. Taking the time to talk with somebody about your 401k, making sure that the basics are in place, maybe the most valuable conversation you have. I see it all the time. where people are contributing the maximum, but their funds are in cash, or the investments are in a high-risk international fund, or they don't even know their employer has a match. One of the things that I love about my job is helping one family at a time. It's so much information. There's so much confusion out there. Giving someone the next step they need to take can make all the difference.